Shemitah Shir, Tuesday night. Or Leches Shvat? No, or Le Zion Shvat. Or Le Zion Shvat. So before we go weiter, I want to go over, I decided maybe, yeah, a little like more halachic oriented, because we just learned the inyanim of the different knasos if a person violated Shemitah. So I want to go over the rules and the shilas of the various cases we had. In the Rambam, we learned in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Beis, talks about Hanotea. Hanotea b'shvius Yakor, and he has to get rid of it. Right? That's Hanotea b'shvius. And the Rambam later on talks about, which we'll have later on, if he planted within the 44 days before shvius, when you're not allowed to plant a tree then either. So there's Elon Ma'achol is more chomor because of the monin issue, because it's more obvious because of Arlo when it was planted. So there's more obvious. It's more Marasayan, Mochil Hashem, call it whatever you want. It's more clear that he planted it on Shemitah because of the Arlo. So what about Elon Srak? There's no payros, and there's no monim. Well, what about Zriah? If you Zriah things on Shvius. So if you do it on Shvius itself, that's clear that also Gamke, you have to be Oiker. There's a Malacha that was done on Shvius, so you have to be Oiker, either the Elon, even an Elon Srak that you planted, and Zriah Bishmita, also you have to be Oiker. That's the person that planted it has to be Oiker. The shaila is the knas transferred to someone who he sold it to? So that's not so clear. That would depend on, that might be only payros, or Elon of payros, because of the monin issues, it's more chamor. Otherwise, it's a shaila. Okay, we're not learning mamash halacha l'maisa now, so I'll just say. But we learned the Rambam Hanotea Yakor. So that's Hanotea Bishvius Yakor. And that is Muskom, that even it goes on even Elon Srak and even Zoreya is Yakor. But it's not so clear if the Knas, we'll call it a Knas, carries over to Konem Imen.
It
might be Mesayeh de Over Avera. Or that you always have the Rivet Shita that the Peros are also. We're talking about, let's say, the tree, you don't have to be Oker at that. Peros is also. We're going to see in a second. The Rivet Shita is that Nebad, the Peros become also. So if the Peros grew because of an Atiyah and Shvius, those Peros would be also according to the Rivet. But the Etzem Akira of the tree, by Zrom, it's more clear, because according to the Ravid, you're not allowed to, it's also Bachila anyway, if you plant in Zrom. Okay. So that's Noteya. Okay. Then we saw by Chayrish also, there's a Knas, that Chayrish on Shvius, so you're not allowed to plant it on the eighth year, and you're not allowed to rent it from him, and there it's clear that a koneh also is not allowed to plant it the eighth year. It's an across-the-board knas by Choresh that it cannot be planted the eighth year. Okay, but if you just clean, that's Choresh, you're over that Isser, but if you were just Musakel the land, took away the thorns and cleared it off of planting, then it's mutter to plant it to Asia, that they didn't answer. And then there's a shayla we saw in the Shabbos Aretz, if you clean the land from things that are mechuber, maybe that's more serious, that might have a din of harisha already, because you're not just cleaning the land from talush, you're cleaning it from mechuber, yeah, they're chayrish, and maybe there they won't go Asia. So we have Noteya and Choresh. Then we have Nevad, right? Peiros that grew on Shvius because Nevda Behen Avera, something was done, right? He planted on Shvius. So and this comes up, unfortunately. So it's not so clear. It's machlokas. Technically, it's machlokas. Ramban and Yevamis and the Ravid hold it's osur, and the Rambam apparently says it's mutter. You have to always be careful about the issa svichin, which we didn't even learn yet. You have to make sure it's not the Rabbanon the issa svichin. But if you have a case where it wouldn't be issa svichin, it started growing in shishis and the like, so then there's a major machlokas, and it's not clarified. You know, machmir mekel, there's room to be mekel. The chasidish was mekel, but he said you can use an esrog from Nevad.
And Nevad also means you did in something else with the trees, La Bruya Ivana or whatever.
Yeah.
That would be Nevad.
Yeah. Something that grew due to that. Something that grew Machma Shenevda by Navera. Okay. And Shomur, another machlokas, you know, I'm just going to go through the cases. We have Noteya or Zoreya, that is the din of Yakor. We have Choresh, that you can't plant the eighth year. We have Nevad, which is a machlokas of the Paris is Osur. And we have Shomur, which is another major, major issue. And again, it's not clear. The Tam says it's Osur, and many Rishonim say it's Mutter. It's not Osur, but the Evid. So, one of the major issues that come up in Shemitah many times is you eat by other people, and then you get into Shilas with the Hetzer Mechira, and you don't know that the Mechira or the Stam, you don't trust them at all. So, the Lemaisa, there's always, I'll call it room to be Mekel, because there are Shitas that it's not Osir, that the Paris are not Osir. Shomur is you didn't were not mafkir. Shomur, you weren't mafkir. You acted like a balabais. Okay, we're going to go back now to so those are the different knossos we see on Shvius if you violated Shvius. Now we're going to go back to Perek Aleph Aloha Tezvav, page 254. In the Shabbos Aretz, the last halacha of the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha, he talks about it's really a Mishnah. Umutal amareis ba'orez b'shvius. You can water rice. Rice, you can water it, and amareis is heavy duty watering, proper watering. They used to mix offer into the make it like a mud. That's the way you water rice, apparently. So that you're allowed to do on Shvius. So we're going to see. So the Shabbos Oret says, we're on page 254, V'nirin advorim shesodei ores tzricha hi ashkol kazos shem lo yaseh ken yamusu azroim legamri. Shabbos Oretz on page 254. She says, first of all, the Orez is probably like a Beis HaShalchin. It needs the watering, or else it'll die. The Shaila is, what will die? So Rav Kook says, Yamusu Azroim Lugamri. Not just Nezek, but Yamusu Lugamri. Now, if you look in footnote 24, when here it's a funny situation, because this wouldn't have a din of Ukmi Ilana. We had Rav Kook held that Ukmi Peri is not good enough. You need Ukmi Ilana. But by Zroim, it wouldn't be Ukmi Ilana, it would always be Ukmi Peri. In other words, Ukmi Ilana is the long term tree that you have there. Zroim is always the Peri. That's all there is the Zroim.
When did they plant the rice? In Shishas?
Yeah, could be.
And there's no
Shishas? Oh, so we're going to see all those problems. If it started growing in Shishas, you could say it goes with the Shitas, that if it started growing in Shishas, there's no Shishas. Or it could be talking about what we call the Dalit Sados. There's always the Dalit Sados, where there's always a Shishas, because it's not in a place where people usually plant. Okay, so anyway, footnote 24, he says, L'das Arav, Mutu Lazos Mulocha, Luk Meilono, Gamba Chashash Lenezek. If the tree he doesn't mention yet, they don't mention yet in the footnotes the problem of the tree, not the peyrei, but the ilana. But they say, why here is the rav so insistent that shemlo yasa ken yemusa azrav gamri? By ukmi ilana, he says, you only need a significant nezek to the tree to be matir. Again, we're talking about, of course, halachas the rabbanon. What? But Shemlo Yasek and Yemusa Azrom Gamri. Okay, maybe Lurei Leel Shandas Poiskim Rabbim Lohagbilu Chachomim Eskamus Ahishkoya Bebeis Hashalchim Metzorechir Madua Karmate Harabza Salas Amiris Boires Rak Bachashash Lomus Hatzmochim. So you're saying, who said he meant here? That's because of that. Okay? We talk in Lomish around Zalmach, but you're using Bashkoya. See, she goes to the Kunjus Akron, and we should need them a dayak balocha hey, Shashkoya, Hamur, Yosem, Neshu, Melechas, Avruhe, Muvekas. Maybe he was talking more Machmer by watering, which is a more public, obvious Melocha, more clearly Avruhe, Narukme, or looks more like it. Because you water things so that they should grow. You usually don't water things like they should die. I don't know. This is what they're suggesting. Maybe you're right that who said he was just talking about a Messias. Then they add V.H. Matir on the Maris as the Oiris Gambamikosh al Chashash Lenezek Lizroim. Okay, that's a Chazanish. Viter in the Shabbos Oretz, page 254, the last paragraph. Venera Lee. The Ma'ari Shemamaris is al Sodeh Shel Orez B'Shvius Somuch Li Yitziyosu Kadei Sheyitzmach HaOrez B'Motzoi Shvius. Why is it mutter? Why is this mutter? I think he's probably bothered by that Ukmi Peire is not a heter. So why is it mutter here to water? You should have a dinner Ukmi Peire. But literally, the Ma'ariv Shemamaris is a sudden shalorev b'shvias somach liyitziyosu kadei sheyitzmach b'shvias. Shemutu lahashkes dei lovon b'shvias kadei sheyitzu yirokol shlomotzoi shvias. This is a din, it's a Gemara. It's more in Moed Cotton, actually. Let me get a moist cotton. So, you know, I'm saying it's not going to be Perry and it would be awesome. But it's more cow to be mashed there, she gave to the parents for a choice. It was based on the price of my Tanya idach marbitzens they love on be'erev shvius. They shiets rock with shvius. Okay, below all the lashem marbitzen, I'll stay love on b'shvius. They shiets yirokos l'motzoi shvius. It's not for shvius itself. This is marbitzens they love on. This is not a base hashalchin. This is a stay love on, which is not a base hashalchin. But you could. So marbitzen is already a shaila if it means regular hashkol. With just a sprinkling. Marbitzin b'stei lovam b'shvius k'dei sheyetzu yirokol f'motzoi shvius. That is a brisa. That's how Rashi, yeah, that's a brisa. just so this is a Beis HaBaal, not a Beis HaShalcha. So there is, so in the Gemara there is a sheet that it can be Marbitz Asvon Bishvius. Not Mashke, it's not a Beis HaShalchin, but you can be Marbitz on Shvius, you can be Marbitz, which means to sprinkle, even if they love it on Shvius. So the Braisa is saying, according to Rashi, that that's only Mutter Kadesh Yetu Yerokos L'Moitzoy Shvius. But not if your plan is that it should grow on Shvius. Now, why is it Mutter? Why is it Mutter? It's also, why is it Mutter? So the Chazon Ish suggests, and Igros Moshe suggests, I'm reading from the Art Scroll, Moed Cotton. Here Hashkoyah is considered more cow. Very interesting. Harisha, the Etzem Maisa Harisha is a malacha, even if nothing will grow, but the Harisha itself is considered Avodas Karka. So you wouldn't be allowed to be Chayrish the last day of Shmias, even though the Toelos of the Harisha is only going to come out in Shminas. So, but Hashkoah is only a malacha mitzvah. This is Ramosh and the Chazon Ish say this for her. Hashkoah is only a malacha mitzvah the Toelos Shabbat. So, Kol Shatoelos mehashkoah tagia rak mitzvah Shmias, so then the Hashkoah is not considered malacha b'Shmias. Why is it only mutter l'zaleif, not regular hashkoah? That's not so clear. That, so, but that's, so when Rav Kook cites that din, it's really a stickle. So what is he saying? And he's saying Mamarius is regular hashkoah. On the other hand, it's the question is, when you say Mamaris and Oriz Mashiach, you don't have a problem. Because Oriz is a Beis HaShalchen, and it's Mutter, right? Rav Kook has a problem because he payers also. So why is it Mutter? So he's suggesting here, Vanira Lee, and I think because he has, because of his Shita, the Mairish of Mamaris is a Soda Shal Oriz Mashiach. That's Taka talking about. It's really the Mandiyomar that holds. It's not really. It's like Mandiyomar. The Gemara Lachor is going in the Mandiyomar that you could. The Gemara is limiting a Hector. You weren't going in the Mandiyomar that you could be Mashke, Bao. Then it's limiting it. They can only do it if it's for the purpose of Shminas. With that, with this chesed that I said over. But if you hold it's also to be Mashkeh on Shvius, a Beis HaBaal, then it's also. The Gemara is restrictive, not expansive. The Gemara is restricting the head to the other that holds the foot. Here, it's all funny. On one hand, it's so that it shouldn't die. I think they talk about it in footnote 26. Uba'oris tzricha hasod ha-meirus, shehi hashka yoysa meruba be'iriv yofeh ma'afar, kamzeh muta l'tzorech mitzvah yishviyas. Aval amaris l'tzorech sheyesa yoriz b'shviyas nevesha osur, shehi osur l'hashka yishneilovim b'shviyas, shehi tzayesa yirokos b'shviyas. So in footnote 26 they say Vayin Chazanish Nirish Harab Zatzal Olach L'Shitosoyim She'ukma Peire Lohutna B'Peire She'esh Behem Kedusha Shvius. So this brings into question the whole, that's why he has a problem. That's why it brings into question this whole din of Mamaris and Va'ores. It's a Mishnah. The Rambam is a Mishnah at the end of Perek Beis of Shvius. Rambam says, and the Mishnah says, the Marisim Ba'or is Bishvius. The Marisim Ba'or is Bishvius. Everybody learns because it has a din of a Beis HaShalchin. So he's saying literally that it's only Kadesh Yetzel Matzoy Shvius. He's saying, so they're suggesting, because of his Shita, L'chein v'l'shoni shal arav zatzal kanit and l'lmod sh'hashkos ha'oris Kadesh Yitzmach mu'teres raka matzvich l'tia b'shminis. Very interesting, okay? That's what he said. That's what you have to learn up in him. Aber l'maris l'tzorch sh'yetz ha'oris b'shvius nirish asr. Yeah, but that's Kadesh Yetzu. Here it's Lukme, but that's the Torah. That's Torah because he doesn't care that it's Lukme Peri. Yeah, I'm not sure if it'll grow Mamish and Shminas and Zurinissa Svichin. Choranat. The Yeshem Shalach do Amur Boris and Nichols Meshisus Lashvias. Or Boris Shal Shvias, Boris and Shem Shem Shal Svich. And yeah, of course you have to, there's no Svich. I mean, you have to work it out, there's no Svich. Okay, that's a Chiddush. Everyone else learns, and everyone else, the Chazon Ish, and others learn straightforwardly, that the Mamar Sonor is Bishvias, is because Ori is in the Mesa Shalchit. And it's always, and it's Lokmei. And you don't care that it's Lokmei Peiru. So it's Mutter, regular, even if it'll grow on, well, it'll end up growing on Shvias, but it'll end up not dying on Shvias. So maybe it'll grow. Okay. Avalein Mekaschim, the Rambam continues. Avaloy Yekaseach means he can't. This I always don't understand. Apparently, I never saw rice. Apparently, there's leaves. And if you cut off the leaves, so look what Rav Kook says. He says, "Avol kaseach osra." Again, that's a Mishnah. Avolein mekaschim. Kaschim means to cut off the leaves. So everybody learns. Well, you can't cut off the leaves because that's not called lokmi. That's lashbiach. Rav Kook learns we're talking about an issue of raisa. Avol kaseach osra filu tzarch matzoy shvius. I wonder if Kook holds it's mutter to do every drabon on Shvius if it's for Shminas. I got only Hashka, you mean. But Lekasech, Abul Kasech also, Afilu Lotorech Matsoy Shvius, Afilu Yamusu Asroa by the Demonias Hakisuch Velo Yitzbuchu, which is not the way everybody else learns. Everybody learns it's just Lazbuchai. It's not Lokmi. And he's a Mishum Shakisuch, who has Zimur Ha'omer Betorah. Then I really don't get, because the zimur is so specific to a kerem, and it's a special kind of cutting that stimulates growth. And so, look at the footnote: v'chein kosu adachreinim sheish isur zmirum in haTorah biyrokos uzroim. So I don't know what to make of that. That we have to wait for one of these farmers to come. It's Hashem. Another few weeks. Talk about Zimur and how they're preparing now in Shishas for Shvius, and I'll ask him about this. I don't get it. I don't see the way they describe the specialness of the Kerem and the Nisal and the Sismar, because you have a lot of cases of just lightening the load of the plant. There's not also with the Araisa, and there's something by Orez, I don't know, called Kisuach, which a cook says is Zimur, Amma Batayla, the Yetzavahat Nerosha Mavokam Hefsid. Like Tizmo, Tagamino, like Fixach. Okay, that's true. That's cute. Okay. The Eishah Soyim Shains Mirus Hayirokos Asuras Menat Torah. The Gisua Chorus Nesar Mishum Shular Vruye. Yeah. Or Mishum Shainu Hefsin Gomer. Halacha hay oshid beis. Yeah, there it's also mashma. I'm looking at page 202. It's mashma that just anything that cuts off from a tree to stimulate growth would be also midiraisa, very possibly. L'shaber rosh ha'anovim, he said, rosh ha'anovim, sheyesh l'zet sorech, v'yeshomim shulichos k'tzas miho ha'anovim, v'yemtase pulu k'derech hazmira b'lo shinui, yesh leser afilu milatzorech ha'modus ha'ilon al matzavo, shomotzinu heter luk mi'ilona k'imetodol shenosurus rak midirabonon. I will let some Zmiris Yasur Menatari, as long as you look me alone, I'm going to answer. I will pass a boyfa Meshunna Mederech Azmira, Shadavadi and Asura Mea Torah, as a me look me alone, yes, Lahatir. But they are Shnia, so I look me alone, but I feel my way to Nas Begubish Alilan. Okay, that. Go back to where the Rambam talked about. Hold on. Well, yeah. On page 185, Echad Kerem Bechad Shari Lanos, the Yishom Shaddaz Zugam Zmiris Rom Asurman Atoira. Oh, look at the footnote 15 on page 185. Page 185, footnote 15. They talk about Harav Zatzal, the common say, that's what we just learned. Because of Shekisua Chaorez, who's Mirish Osra Toiro, Bechenor Sumeach, Sefer Ashmidim, okay? The Yeshomrim, the next line over there on page 185. That's Mira Bishori Lotus of Midrabbanon, and look at the footnote. So Marosu Mishim Mikave Sharak Kerem Nesu Matayra Shori Lotus is Surah Midrabbanon. Last verse comes to Adasa Rabbah Rak Mosheel. It seems it's not so poshut. Seems like it's not so poshut that Zmira is only by Kerem. And Rav Kook says Zmira is even by, it's even by Yerokos, even by Orez. He changes around the whole Mishnah. Like virtually everyone else learns that Mamarsin, because it has a dinner of a base Hashalchin, and it's Lukmi. And lo bekaschin, because it's not lokme, it's lavruya, it's mashpiach. Rav Kook, Mami, turns around and learns both parts differently. That mamarsa ba'orez would be a problem, because he holds lokme peire is no good. So you have to say it's talking about kadesha yetzer the moitzoy shvius, and you need the heter of the brisa there, which I think is strange. I mean, I don't know, you have to do a duch one day. Because the Bryce is talking according. Oh, you mean that, that's what he's Sush telling. The Bryce is talking according to the Mandiyama that you could water a base of Baal also, or at least be Mazalafit. And the Bryce is restricting it only if the payers, the Yorkos, will grow on the 8th. And he's using it as a heter, because, not really, because it's really the Ukme. It's just he doesn't hold the Ukme Peri as such a big heter. So you're saying, but if so, maybe that's what you sold in everything. So the Rav Kook would hold that what? That every ukme peire, I mean, this much we see it. Every ukme peire, I mean, normally the ukme is always done for the purpose of shvius. It's really not nogei at this point. This is a pretty, I don't know if it's rare, but like the whole, like with Mechona Torah Ba'aretz. Takes on the kula of the chazanish. That lukmei peri is enough. And then they expand the definition of lukmei to nezer. But that we saw already, that the chazanish also says that lukmei is not only shalo yomus, but it's also shalo yinose. Where they go crazy is the expansion of the definition of nezer. I told you many times already. And the China is the way our economy is set up with fruits and vegetables, so what a housewife won't buy is called a nezer. She goes to the store. They explain to her. because that's how we buy it. We don't go to the backyard and pluck something and eat it. We go to the store and we pick it up and, you know, and buy it. So even though you're not really buying it, well, that's the Kedushas Shviyas, so you're not really buying it. But Akapanim, that's called a nezek. The nezek to the peiri is, and it makes a lot of sense, because a nezek to the peiri is not really worried about the pocketbook of the owner of the field. That's not really, I don't think that's the, maybe, I mean, that would be the makom to be chaylik here. That l'ukme peiri, or nezek, I'm sorry, when you say even nezek, so we're worried about the pocket. No, so that's what he explained. That's what I showed. They showed me that there's two dinim. You can do a malacha drabonim for makom hefsid. That's a different din than l'ukma. Makom hefsid is taka, like you say, hefsid merubin, you're a day. The pocketbook of the owner of the field. That the matir shum drabonim of that. But then there's another heter called l'ukme. L'ukme peri. And if you say, A, l'ukme peri, not just ilana. And B, not just if they'll die, but they'll get genizikt. And then, like I say, you push the envelope a little further, and the hezek means you make it like sort of inedible. And they say inedible to us, the way it runs, the way is what the housewife won't buy in the store. It's a measly looking excuse for a tomato. This is the proposal. This is the. I really have to ask them. Okay, later. I don't know. It's going to get even more boring. The Rambam. If you ever learn Masechta Pesachim for Shnayos, you start with how much zevel you can put in the field, and how you have to build a brick wall with how big the rocks can be. I don't know if anybody's going to have time to sit through this. What would be fascinating if I get from them their horos to the chaklos. And then we see these things like the mice, but the hero cooks very machmer. Very machmer. So one of them had this year. I want to say it again. But I don't know what where it's coming from. But when it's l'ukmi peri that he doesn't hold of, he allows it if it's sheyetzu l'motzoi shvius. Okay, but that's not the normal case. The normal case is really to grow in shvius. It's very funny. Article's redoing its Mishnayos now. Rachel Reichenberg just put out a Mishnayos piece. Anyway, they're redoing the Mishnayos. He's the head of Efrati's place. You have the Haredi place, and you have Machon HaTorah Baris. You have Ketif Shvius. You have something's wrong with me. I don't want to say what. But the last time, it's only because I need sleep. It's not creeping. I don't want to say the word. Anyway, they have Ketiv Shvius, and they have all this for him. And then the Haredi place, Efrati's place, has Mishpatei Aretz. So, Shlomo Reichenberg is like the Rosh Kollel. So he just put out a Mishnayos Shvius. I got all nervous in art school. They have their Mishnayos Shvius. Anyway, they're redoing it now. It's, you know, sprucing it up a bit. You're not going to do it on Shvius, you have to do it on Shvius. Sprucing it up. So what came up? Came up as beer, like the simplest thing. Like with such beer, he said, we're talking about beer, you know, when Kol Lechayim and Asod. So he said it takes place in the winter. So I wrote him back, of what year? It doesn't make sense to me that it's already Kol Lechayim and Asod in the winter of Shmias. It probably means the winter of Shmias. So he didn't know. And I also don't know. I said, you know, go ask the farmer, probably laugh at us. Talking about a certain plant. It's like it becomes Kol Lechayim and Asod in the winter. So I said, which winter? It's not this time of the winter of Shvius. It's growing then. That's when it grows. That's when it produces fruit. And I just went around this pretty tough. Henry of Cook holds that that's a head there.
heter. I don't know if it's a general heter. Every time you have lukmei peri, I don't know. You know, it's a little strange. And not strange. He has writings. You can look up the writings. They bring down all the marmakaimus. Anyway, and the second din, he also turns over. Because most people learn Avalei Mekaschin, because that's Lavruye, to make Mashbiachin. And he learns it's Zemira, and it's also even if it's Lukmi, because it appears in their eyes of Zemira. And now I look back at the previous thing. Cook does not hold that Zemira is so unique to Kerem. Okay. They don't go with that. I can tell you they don't take on his chumras, that I can tell you. To look, it's not stam arbitrary. You look at Ketiv Shvius, you'll see what they paskin. That's the sefer they follow. They don't follow the cook on the Rambam. They follow Ketiv Shvius. So you can see there. No, Ketiv Shvius is a machon put out. Like this machon put out Mishpatei Aretz. They put out Svarim also. Like a parallel universe, you know? Like no one wants to. There's always a parallel universe. So they put out. And they each have monthly publications you could subscribe to that have different halach in it. And again, like the color says it all. The color says it all. Ketiv Shvi is like you need sunglasses to look at the color. And here, like, nice. It's not even. It's not black. They don't quote each other. Oh, no. No one goes there. They're not going to quote each other. But they quote Chazon Ish. I never saw Mishpat Ha'aretz will not quote Shabbos Aretz. Forget about it. They won't do it. Or at least, maybe I shouldn't say that. I never came across yet a sighting of Shabbos Aretz. And I'm doing the Mishmai Shias over again. So I'm using that a lot. They're both good works. They're both excellent works. You know, they don't follow. Okay. They want to make it work. That's the chiluk. That's my speech in Bar Ilan University. That the Chazon Ish's approach to Shvius is to make Shvius work. What? Yeah, if you want to go to YouTube, you can see my speech. But it's in Hebrew, and my Hebrew is pretty funny. So. I'm sure you can find it on YouTube. It was 7 years ago, and I spoke about it. They had around Shvat of Shminis, they had a day of Iyun to go over what they did right, what they did wrong, like how it worked. Machon HaTorah V'Aretz. I was the last speaker. And I talked about that their vision is really the Chazon Ish's vision, to make Shmita work, in that sense. And everybody, the others, you know, strayed away from that. Because when you say you only, the Chazon Ish, as I said, it's very, they wouldn't have let me speak if I wouldn't have said that. No, I did believe it. I thought we joined up with them last year. It's for that reason. It's just you learn these things and you see how Machmer of Kook was. And you know, you feel a little funny because they don't do any of these chumras. They go the cooler. They follow the Chazon Ish, the cooler. But that's okay. Look, it's not my business. Amichai is he was almost chief rabbi. He's the official head. So, his brother's the head of Machon HaMikdash. Ariel, he's the official head. But Rabbi Michai is the hands-on, day-to-day Pesach, and he'll come here to speak. He told me he's a terrific person, unbelievable going, and he knows the economy. He knows like the whole system. So they know what they're doing. They sit there, you know. What can you say? Who am I to say? I don't know anything. You know, I don't even know what year. Like that. Okay, Halacha Tezvav, we're moving on. So Halacha Tezayin. We're going to finish the first parak. Like, we're going to have to stumble our way to the finish line of the first parak. Then I don't see continuing. Nobody's interested in how much zevel you can put in each pile. It's just not going to go. So maybe but I want to continue learning the Sefer. I'll find, you know, Vaita becomes more Bepoyo, more Nogeya. No one's interested. No, we'll go to, we'll just skip Eric Bays, really. Perek Gimel already talks about Tosafot and all those things. But I want to. And this is very Perek Aleph. Also, I guess it's just Perek Beis. I don't know. Just Perek Beis. Okay. Halacha Tezayim. Again, a Mishnah. So this is Likut, cleaning the field, but not from Chubur Pashtus, which would be more like Harisha. It would be an Issa Derabanan of just clearing the field, and maybe call it Marasayan, or maybe call it a Derabanan, like a form of Harisha. No, whatever. Maybe we'll see. But Rishayna Hayoim and Malakid Hu Odom. Eitzim ba'avonim. By the way, on Shabbos, it is called Harisha. On Shabbos, it is called Harisha. It's the Malach of Harisha. Rishayna Yom Malakin Wadam Eitzim ba'avonim asodim v'toich sodehu. Vushik, right? Whatever's touching the ground. Because you're clearing the ground. Vushayitul hagas hagas. So Bereshayna, they said you could, because you want it for firewood, or I don't know, avonim you want for building purposes. We'll see. He'll explain it. Vuhushiitul hagas hagas kadei shelo yiskavin lanakos haaretz. You're not making the. You're taking the big boulders, which are maybe for binyan. You're taking the wood, which is maybe for firewood. I will be sort of chaveiro, no tel ben dak ben gas, because it doesn't look like you're doing it to clear the land, because you wouldn't clear your friend's land. Bisharabu oivre chaveiro, shemiskavin lanakos, the omrin hagas hagas anu notlin. Osru sheitel adam klum misodeyu, ela mitzech sode chaveiro, but v'hushelo yulaket betova. It can't be that he owes you a favor. Shelo yomer lo rei kama tova asisi luchosh rei nikisi yisotcha. Okay, that's a Mishnah, really, basically. Shabbos Oref, Rav Kook, page 256. V'yesh mishinir b'divreyem shemishel chaveiro gam kein ein shum heter klal lulaket, meaning to clean it up, afilo shelo betova. Gein heter lulaket kiyem mishel hefter. How could that be? It's a Mishnah. It says Chaveiro. Where is this Mishnah? Where's the Mishnah? Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Rishonim, blah, 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 blah.
Says chaveiro, yeah. They don't bring it down. They don't even bring it down. The Eishmi Shneirim and Devrayhem. So the footnotes, they say the Rash, the Gra. V'nirali shlo also kiyem shel chaveiro harochok mimenu, that the field is far. Shekivin shu ozer in sodas hakrovim may love sheyochel ahasuk mehem litzorcho etzim avonav asodim v'olechem akabrochok. Yasuk lo chaveiro tova shenikar adomu shemchaveru kam tavotu shel chaveiro meshemenakalo asasaga. That's when it would be also. In other words, there are. I don't know if he's saying it in the Rash and the Rosh and the Grog, but he's saying venerally, even if you do asuk shel chaveiro, it's only if it's nikar that you mean to clean it. Because if it's for your own use, why would you go to the closer? Though tonight Torah be Isser Zeh, she you have vonim vasodim vaeitzim built him at suyim shah. She is tirchat you mozi also man dechitus on the kita. She was carved who she has to go to the Meshamanaka Sodeu. She near him adorim, she was coming on Zeh. These are all trying to be mitzamtzim the heter. I'm continuing in the Shabbos Aretz on page 257. The Rambam certainly holds. That's the pasuk of Mishnah. Says you could. That's going to depend on the interpretation of the Mishnah, the Girsa. So, okay. Okay, page 258. So we're continuing. We're going on. First of all, some masters they have hair at all. So Rav Kook gave the hagdalot to that. Maybe it's also if it's far away and it's hard to do. But if it's close by and it's easy to do, it's also. But then there's a shaila if it's bein dakim bein gasim. The Rambam says bein dakim bein gasim. But some say that also. That depends on the Mishnah. Okay, page 258. More hagdalot. Ludas Omerishin Hetem Shochaverkim Begasim. Okay, which takes a stretching, it's a Pasha from Mishnah, it's not like that, okay. Yeshofik and Likay Bechilas Agasim Bios. There he did condemn. Lachakach Nishiru Gamkin Kaelish Ain Dakin Mehagasim Shekhar Likay, Avulhem Gasim Ulus Adakin, Mehem Shinisha Dayim Bosode. This sounds like the Chazanist, like the typical Chazanist type question. If who put the lulav to machshim, he must lead them as a koydem alakito. She oz neged hagasim mehem hoyunik iludakim ba'osur. I do the baser hashlas lead them mehem gasim chashuv mehem lagabe dakim mehem. I'm laughing, but people, you have to know what I did. Be shom shanish misham be poshul se l'shul l'chumra. Both the previous paragraph and this one are Shilas and Yerushalmi. He's just really quoting Yerushalmi that is specific about this. Right, even if the whole Shechva is Gasim, but if you're leaving a Shechva touching the earth, you're not really cleaning, you're not being menakim. Okay. What's called Dakim, what's called Gasim? Is it comparative? Is it objective? Is it subjective? Okay.